USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors Tuesday, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th, something Senator Tom Cotton maintains is unconstitutional. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the Senate has many other priorities to deal with.
I don't think this trial, though, is within the Senate's constitutional authority. The impeachment power is designed to convict and remove office holders from office. The Constitution explicitly says it applies to the president, the vice president, and civil officers. Now, Donald Trump is none of those. He is a private citizen, and I think most Americans are going to think by the middle of February it's very strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office almost a month ago. There are many other pressing priorities on which we could be focused.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House has called for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. He was taken into custody after returning to Moscow after being hospitalized by a poisoning attack in Germany. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into the poisoning of Navalny with a nerve agent.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the New START treaty with Russia. Pentagon officials then said that the country was much safer with the nuclear arms reduction treaty in place. But some say that extending that treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was a unconditional extension of the New START treaty because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition. It is also a bilateral treaty at a time when China's growing nuclear arms threaten to overmatch the United States when combined with Russia and their nuclear arms. I don't understand why Joe Biden would have given Vladimir Putin exactly what he wanted on his first full day in office without demanding significant concessions in return.
And the director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.